Hello everyone, my name is Vicky and I would like to spend hours telling you about how the spiritual health journey with Mikel has changed my life, changed the trajectory of the future for myself and my family, inextricably linked to our energy, our peace, our happiness. But apparently I've only got 10 seconds and he's going to cut me off in a second.
World changing life. On MGM movies, so forgive my expressions, they lean towards that side a lot of the time. I'm an MGM child, you know what I'm saying? It's a now it's just begun, now it's just begun, and it's only for a moment, said it's only for a moment, yes, and now it's just begun. just begun, and it's only for a moment. Pavarotti's like, hold on. The love has just begun. The love has just begun, and it's only for a moment. And it's only for a moment. Little dance break. Oh shit! Tap dance break. Mr. Mikel, the energy healer, world changer, Untu Arojo, inside. And we are here on rhythm, in breath, for another conversation on spiritual health, family. You don't know what time it ain't. Yes? You don't know what time it ain't, family. This is not the time to be all up in the mind, family. This is a time to raise up the intelligence of the heart. Yes, you, my millennials, the one who was saying you follow your heart too much, surprise, the world is now bowing to your ways. The world is now bended and shifted and molded itself around the have-nots, around the delinquents, around the Asbo generation. Yes, the world rests on our favors right now, and we, and now at the maturity of that generation, are in the driver's seat of where the world goes to next, family. And this is the reason for this conversation. Daily, family. Daily, I show up here for this conversation on spiritual health because I believe without a shadow of a doubt, family, that we are here to change this planet for good. It is already happening. I've been saying it for the last 2 years, and now the world is showing us that more viciously. And this is a time for us to celebrate, family, because we are finally in the position to make life in the favor and likeness of ourselves. Who are we? We are Watu Arojo, the people of the spirit. What spirit? The spirit of God. How do you know you're of the spirit of God? How do we know we are of the spirit of God? Because the spirit of God is nature. And we are, as the original people of the planet Earth, the people of nature. We cannot escape our connection. We cannot override or refute. We must yield and bow always to the Holy Spirit of God, which is our nature, family. This is what we've come to realize after centuries, and this is what's going to be our stepping stool into reaching our highest potential, family. That understanding that we are people of nature, and as the people of nature, we represent the spirit of God. Now, my phone is doing a mad thing again. So I'm going to pause for just a second, but don't go anywhere, folks. It's going to get interesting. Wait there. And we're back. Yes, family. You done know. We are back, family. This is the Spiritual Health Conversation. And you know why we're here, family. Hold tight. My phone's moving, Buki. Hold tight. All the Watu Arojo on the 21-day Chez Arojo Challenge happening right now. Big up you guys who made it through the fast. Have some water on me. And And you know what's so beautiful, family? All the messages that I'm receiving in the Chezzo chat room about people continuing their fast. You know, people who've never fasted before continuing their fast. People who've never fasted before recognizing how powerful it is. Family, oh my God, you don't understand how that fills me up with so much joy, you know, to allow people to experience a power in themselves that they may have not been able to see before, and to just be a permission slip. Like I say a lot in Waroho House, I'm here to just pass you the drinks. You hear what I'm saying? I'm the friend at the bar saying, have another one. You know what I'm saying? Take another one. Oh, stop it. Have another one. I'm here to do that on your spiritual health journey, family. That's what I'm here to do. And so I love creating the permission slip, creating the reflection, because that's all we all look for. Let me tell you. Yeah, let me tell you, family. All we look for is permission slips. That's all we ever look for. And everything that we want to do, everything we want to become, we just need the correct permission slip. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, we just need the right, with the right, it just needs to be the right scenario. This is why, yeah? This is why, yeah? They say never say never. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, be careful how you judge other people, because you just might, just through the right circumstances, you may find yourself in the exact same position as people you look down upon or admire, you know, whichever way. But, you know, and I've been humbled to that all throughout my life. I've been humbled to that fact all throughout my life. And so I'm not too heavy. I'm heavy on my intentions. I'm heavy on what I am here to do, because I've gone through consistently knowing that. But, you know, in terms of judging people and where they're at and the journey that they're on and the things that they do, nah. Because life will humble your backside, quite literally, you know, in an instant as well. So, big up everybody who's taking this journey and is seeing themselves and being revealed on this journey. It is my delight and pleasure, you know, to bring you guys through this today, family. Wow, man, look at that, man. That's so awesome, family. Today, family, I'm encouraging you guys to journal, keep up a journal. And in this fast, whether you're continuing or not, as you journal about your fasting experience, I want you to observe what it took for you to sustain yourself long enough for you to see your power. You know, one of the most powerful things about fasting is the revelation of power itself. You get what I'm trying to say? It's like the first time I told a girl no. It's like the first time I said no to sex. I was shocked myself. You know what I'm saying? I was like, she was like, yo, we said. I'm like, nah. And I'm like, wow. You know, you step outside your body and you're like, did you just say that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said that. No, I don't want to. Mikhail, are you serious right now? Like, this is really happening, bro. Come on now. I said what I said. You gotta say. And if you wanna see, ain't no energy shift like a woman who gets rejected. If you think men are bad, you know what I'm saying? Women who, you reject a woman when she's trying to have sex with you, you see the fire and brimstone come out of her. Because she feels a set. Men know that they're dogs, innit? Women don't. So women feel a sense of entitlement in that space. When they get to that space, it's anyway, I digress. It's that same thing you get to experience when you have gone on a fast and you've denied food. You've cooked food for your kids, your wife or your husband sitting there nyamming. You're smelling the neighbors doing all kind of stuff. It's Easter, so you're smelling the fish going. You know what I'm saying? You're smelling all of that kind of stuff happening. You got burger adverts on the TV, all of that stuff, and you are able to have the willpower to stay the course that you've decided on. Yeah? Bladed articles. You like in the comments. Yeah? So, observing that power is one of the greatest benefits to fasting itself. The fact that you have experienced a power over yourself, otherwise not called into attention or practice. Willpower, the power of will, meaning not to follow your emotions. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because you're not denying the food because it's bad food. I didn't deny the woman because she's not nice, or because in another place and circumstance I wouldn't do the damn thing. Do you get what I'm saying? But my will, based on my highest intention, said no, said guwe, said take away yourself, said let go of that. You know what I'm saying? And just like food, I haven't always succeeded. You know what I'm saying? On your fasting journey, some of you lot, the quiet ones for example, some of you lot may have ate yesterday. And to those of you who got to like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. and couldn't resist just a bit of that courgette, just a bit of the old aubergine, just a bit of the old fried dumpling. For those of you who couldn't resist, I don't want you to beat yourself up because everyone's on here like, "Oh, I'm going to fast for another 24 hours. I might do a 30-day fast." Don't feel bad, family. I'll say this again and reiterate. This is your challenge, okay? This is your challenge, okay? And so even if you got up to 8 p.m., 9 p.m., or you had to have a little something on the side or whatever, that is your classroom. And your questioning for yourself is going to be how far you can go next time. Do you see what I'm saying? Or, and in your journaling, your observation is going to be, what is it? Why couldn't I control that aspect of myself? You see what I'm saying? Your observation is may be around what energies came out of you that took you into a place, for example, where you couldn't resist anymore. Remember, family, the spiritual journey isn't about looking a certain way. The spiritual journey is about two things: being responsible and being vulnerable with yourself. Responsible to your highest intentions and vulnerable to them at the same time, family. So this is a constant journey, family. And I'm not going to stand here as the leader of this program and say that it's easy. That's why I'm as candid as I can be, family. You see what I'm saying? There's times when you think you got it all together and something slips in and pow! You get what I'm saying? It just removed that Jenga and take away the whole block that you built. It happens. But that destroying or that relapse is a part of the education. Just like standing up and falling down as a baby. Just like trying to feed yourself. My daughter thinks says she a big woman. Yeah, she's all taking the spoon out of man's hand and mashing up her face with the spoon. You know what I'm saying? Trying to take the avocado off the spoon. This is, you know what I'm saying? But she's learning. You get what I'm saying? Soon she's going to realize she can just use her hands. I'm like, you African baby, it's okay. Use your hands, baby girl. You get what I'm saying? However, that journey is important. That journey is so important. Let's not, you know, I can talk about my 21-day fast and how I drank water and how I did a 4-hour Cesar Rojas session with all different age groups, and I drove to Brighton for an hour and a half, and la 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 la, and la 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 la, I was fasting this. You get what I'm trying to say? But who's speaking about the times when I'm fucking up everything? You know what I'm saying? I ain't lost in nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's been those times too where you, I'm fasting for this week and I don't get past 24 hours. You see what I'm saying? 24, not even 5 hours pass. 5 hours can't pass before there's something in my mouth. You see what I'm saying? Just like they're both important, and just like you shouldn't necessarily big yourself up too much, it's the same way you shouldn't tear yourself down too much. Balance. Celebrate it. The lesson. Right? Celebrate the lesson. You feel what I'm saying, family? Vicky said fig rolls. Don't be on here triggering me like that. What's wrong with Vicky? That's triggering. You know what I'm saying? Don't be saying fig rolls like that. Just fig rolls. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I'm trying to leave that life. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not. There's some, you know, let's talk about since we're all breaking our fast right now, kind of. Let's talk about the guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures, man. It's so important to have them. And it's not even to feel guilty. It's just that, you know, that balance. You need that thing. Once you've hit a certain part, like, I remember, I'll give you a little story. I remember with me and my wife, we was doing a 7-day water fast. Like, this was the first time. When was this? Last year? Is it last year? It was last year. Last year, the beginning of the year, we did a water fast. 7 days, just water. Okay? And in that 7 days, we was like bantering about all the meat we were gonna eat at the end of that 7 days. Now, bear in mind, we don't eat meat. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We don't eat meat. You know what I'm saying? So, I just remember during that fast, we was like, yeah, man, duck. You know what I'm saying? I want some duck right now. And she was like, oh, I want to make lamb. And ugali, you know what I'm saying? That's some traditional dishes. But it was just so hilarious, that conversation, because we were being so genuine as well. And we were determined that as soon as we break our fast, we're going to find the most succulent carcass to devour. Suffice it to say, we didn't do it, you get what I'm saying? But we were very serious about, like, we were very serious about it. You get what I'm saying? And we always tease ourselves like, yeah, we should just buy a bucket of chicken. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like, you know, like meat is so far removed from our daily lifestyle and a habit, right? That eating meat would be an adventure for us. Like the time when me and her jumped out of a plane. Meat is so far removed from our daily diet. It's like eating meat, it would be like a, ooh, let's do something freaky. You know what I'm saying? I know. Hey babes, what are we doing? Oh man, I want to do something different. What? Like what? Something crazy. Like what? You know what I'm saying? Like what? You know what I think we should do? I think we should buy some chicken thighs and some breasts and leg, and we should fry that shit up. Old school style. What? Let's do that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we live. A real talk. That's how we live. You get it? But nevertheless, it's very important, family. It's not very important, but balance is the most important thing. Okay? Whatever that means for you. Yes? Whatever that means for you, balance is also important. I pride myself. Overnight marinated. Overnight. I pride myself in my two favorite guilty pleasures. That is Fig Rolls and Ritter Sport. Fig Rolls Roland brand, the Eastern European one. Not them ones with milk in it. See, there's certain things I just can't do. Milk is an absolute no-no. You get what I'm saying? Milk is not even like, oh, I care about the cows and the cows and the cows. I don't. It just makes me sick. You see what I'm saying? Chicken is more of a, this is not healthy and it does nothing. But it doesn't make me sick. Meat, I mean dairy and red meat and all of those things will make me sick. However, Fig Rolls, I feel me ting. And, and Ritter Sport dark chocolate. Woo! You know, you're like, All of that to say, family, the whole purpose of our spiritual journey in this life, I posted a video today about that, but we spoke about this yesterday, family. Should we go back, family? Let me read the source law. The law from which created all things. You know, when we talk about in the beginning of the Bible, it says there was darkness and things were void. I am paraphrasing, but for my Christians, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Yes. It was darkness and God said, let there be light. Yes. You were made in the likeness of a peace that nothing can disturb. Reclaim your peace that you may attain your reason for coming into existence. Watuaroho, what is your reason for coming into existence? Drop it in the comments in 5. What is your reason for coming to existence in 4? What is your reason for coming to existence in 3? What is your reason for coming to existence in 2? What is your reason for coming into existence in 1? Somebody say enjoyment. 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 Enjoyment of this wonderful life. Hey! Somebody say enjoyment. Somebody say enjoyment. Somebody say enjoyment. Enjoyment. Somebody say enjoyment. Somebody say enjoyment. Enjoyment. Enter the joy. Enter the joy right now. Enter the joy. Enter the joy right. Enter the joy. Enjoyment. Family, so the reason you came into existence literally is for the enjoyment of life itself. 100%. That's the only reason you came into being. Remember who you are. Remember why you must put God before. Let's go into like religion. Why must God come before everything? Yes? Why must you put God before your even your own family? Must put God even before your own needs? Why must you put God above all else, family? Because God is the source of who you are. You are God. What we call the Most High is that sacred place of peace that we have manifested from. That place, that consciousness, which represents the Alpha and Omega, that state of Nirvana, not moving, is what you've come from. The reason, family, do you know you are helping God by living your best life? Some of you have never been told that. We always assume God don't need our help. We always assume God don't need us and can do away with us. But do you know that you are actually giving God life and helping God, that Most High consciousness, experience life? That is what your life represents. An experience, a unique, as shown on your fingerprint. Some of you lot got to go back to nursery and get the paint on your hands and slap the paint on your wall so you can see your fingerprint, so you can see the unique expression of God that you are. You see what I'm saying? Exactly, family. You are God's window into itself. You see? God cannot enjoy its power without you. This is what I'm saying, family. This is why I say heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. Heaven is my right because I have come from heaven. The divine peace which gives life to all things. And so if that peace has given life to me, that it must have been on purpose. Therefore, in purpose, family, heaven is my responsibility. I am here to give God an experience of itself that it may not have ever had up to this point. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, family? So you are an expression, a unique expression of the almighty, powerful peace that is God. So remember, you must reclaim your peace, which is your original nature, so that you can attain your reason for coming into existence, enjoyment of life. Now, some of you put a comment when I asked your reason for coming into existence. Some of you put a comment saying love. Yes? Love, family, is your tool, your vehicle. Yes? For enjoyment. Love is the tool that you use. Remember, I broke this down. To those of you who is, you want to make me do the presentation again? I don't mind. Yeah? I broke this down. Love is your tool that you use to express the power, the energetic power, might, and force of God. Your reason for coming into existence is enjoyment. Your vehicle for enjoyment is love. You can never not love. Your love can only be perverted, misconstrued, manipulated, and used against you by forces that have more wisdom than you. But as long as you remain ignorant, as long as you believe in some external power over your life, you will always, your love, which is always on the go, which your love, which is always here, always present, always active, will be manipulated against you, family. But as I've broken down to you, family, love is not affection. Love, affection is one of the products of love, but love is that mighty, powerful force of giving. Your tools for giving is your type, your thoughts, your actions, your attention, your intention, your interactions, your practices, and your participation. This is your tools to use and navigate, almost your wheel for your love vehicle. Yes? So whilst you're at the wheel, yes, of love, your type is your gears. You see, your windscreen, your mirrors, your clutch. Look at me, I drive automatic now. What is it? Clutch, brake, and accelerator. That's what your type tools are. Side note, does anyone still drive manual? I haven't seen a manual car in a long time, and it's kind of worrying. Anyway, you guys say type tools. All right? Type tools is what you use in your vehicle of love. There is not a day. We say neighbor, yeah? You drive manual, yeah? So, does that make sense, family? Yeah? So, family, your reason for coming into existence is enjoyment of life. Yes? Your vehicle for your enjoyment is your love. How you service your love is through your type tools. Thoughts, actions, attention, interactions, intentions, imagination, practice, participation. These are your tools for love. Those tools are to serve what your spirit ends up becoming. Yes? What you end up becoming. What you become will paint the picture of reality that you experience. Thus, creating the realms in which your mind believes it is in. That's why I keep saying, Earth is a realm. It's 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 a realm. And your experience of that realm is only channeled through yourself. Everyone else is having a different experience. Yes? Everyone else is having a different experience. Even of the same thing. All of you are looking at my face right now. But if I dig out my nose, everyone's going to have a different experience of what I just did. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's going to channel and process that differently. If I start rubbing my nipples on the like, oi, if I start, you get what I'm saying? You're going to channel that experience differently based on you. You know what I'm saying? This experience that I'm having is based on me. You, and you can't fathom, even as much as I explain it to you, my experience. This is my realm. This is your realm. You have currently invited me into your realm. Yes? And in a moment's notice, click, we can lock off. You see? But ultimately, family, this is yours. It's all you. The world actually revolves around you. Newsflash. The world actually revolves around you. And, you know, they used to say the world doesn't revolve around you, you know. And they say that because, you know, when someone is too self-centered and inconsiderate and selfish, that's usually the rebuttal to that person's behavior. But actually, when you truly understand that the world revolves around you, yes? The world revolves around you. That makes you more sensitive, more responsible, more intentional. Because you realize you're the one who makes this shit real or not. You're the one who makes this shit loud or quiet, good or bad, positive or negative, It's all relative to the setup of your energy operation. You are in your own realm. Congratulations. You are in your own realm. You see? So, when you realize that, you start to take life very... It becomes that Matrix shit. When you start going, I know Kung Fu. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to rush nothing. Because you know that this life is a complete response to you. It doesn't mean you can control other people. That's a part of the game. But your experience of what's happening in this game is down to you. So let's not go too over. We've already done 40 minutes, right? Now, jump in the comments. Let's do comments right now. Let's do comments, family. Let's go.
Can I get some head, please? I've been losing my head, Jesus. Shed's all up in my neck, please.
Comment time.
I just wanna confess and I'm blessed. This life is a test, and when I get stressed and forget about death and I'm a lost breath, I'm hit with the strength to take a next step in the ranks. Is that now I think I'm on to something. I wanna see the man them win. Straight gang gang things, squatted up on a bad man ting. We never had no things. Make gold out of cold air, living in a single land. It can turn you to a sinner, man. Shit, you don't wanna see the man. I know we wanna see the man. A hot spice for the winner, man. On the roads, cooking dinner, I've been working my ass to death.
Family, any quotes that come through, I want you to put them in the Chezza chat. What quotes, if you've got any quotes from this session, anything that you're taking away, make note of it, put it in the Chezza chat so we can pick it apart later and really download on them during our journaling time. Let's get it in. You done know.
Knowing everything I have going steady with the jabs like I ain't gonna ask a left. Brother nearly went mad, full face in the sand, trying to do what my heart be said. I'm still winning, but every time I lose, it's a move from beginning. But what can I do when the juices are spilling? I keep on chilling, now I'm feeling light. Now I think I'm onto something. Too many times I thought I lost my mind, but just when I thought I couldn't find it, now I think I'm onto something. I said take your time, cause you might have lost your mind, just when you think you can't find it, now I think you're onto something.
I wouldn't cash in my bets, cause I ain't died yet. Just give me your heart set.
Let's go, jump in the comments, family. We're about to get it in right about now, my funk soul people.
Rest this life is a test, so when I get stressed and forget about death, I'm hit with the strength to take a next step in direction. And now I think I'm onto something. Too many times I thought I lost my mind, but just when I thought I couldn't find it. Oh man, damn, what is it though? Fill up my missing, slipping whenever I'm missing goals. Picking loads and stepping over, pick a bold, it's been feeling bold. Now I think you're onto something. I got something else. Be myself and I can never give him nothing else. Interrupt, but let me see a bigger card of dealt.
Got 20 minutes, family. Jump in the question box. In the question box, family. Jump in right about now, my funk soul people. What are we talking about? What we got questions on this Sabuhi? Let's get it in.
Yeah, God on production. I don't think when I function, I just move with the motion. Trust in the powers that be. Yeah, faith in the baseline. Keep my pace with the waistline. Go with flows, we don't know time. When we trust in the powers that be, God on the mixer. We don't fall to no tricksters. We just walk with our mystics. Burning sage on them misfits. Satan beneath my shoes. Ancestors move my feet. Yeah, angels be making moves. Stomping in godly pace. Visions all on my face. Acting like I know the way. When I trust in the power that's inside. Trust on the power that's inside. Trust in the power that's inside. Trust in the power that.
Trust in the power that be. Tell me, what makes the earth go round? What makes the stars come out? What makes the moon come up? What makes the sun go down? What made my hands and feet? What made my nose and teeth? What makes my life complete? Why not trust in the powers that be? Can we trust in the power that be? Breathe. Trust in the power that be. Breathe. Trust in the power that be. Huh? Trust in the power.
Let's get the question time on. Hey! Speaking of Cheza family, we're going to be having on the 24th of April, we're going to be having a Cheza Rojo Supernatural Celebration. Supernatural Celebration. You know, I was thinking of, remember the Super Soaker 500? That was the advert, innit? I almost said that. And that and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We're going to be having a Supernatural Celebration on the 24th, Saturday 24th of April. You can come through to that. I will be celebrating all the people who've come through this 21-day challenge and the challenges that have come before. If you're on the mailing list, you'd have got an email about that this morning. Let's get the question though.
I don't think when I function, I just move with emotions. Hey! Trust in the power that be, faith in the baseline. Keep my pace with the waistline. Go with flows, we don't know time. When we trust in the power that be.
Alright, let's get the questions in. Is it wrong to turn away from people, family or friends for your own peace? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, family. Until you are able, it's absolutely necessary at times. Because until you're able, you know, you could create environments that could become very unsafe, dangerous, unhealthy, toxic for yourself and your family. If you are unable to call peace into whatever scenarios of challenge or friction you're going through. And, you know, respecting the fact that everyone's on a different space in their journey, family, sometimes going back to peace means absolutely removing yourself. You get what I'm saying? How many times have you needed to block someone on Instagram or block someone? Not because you hate them, that's because of the kind of relationship you had with them before, and the dynamics of changing that relationship meant that you needed to have a full-on fast and separation from that person. You see what I'm saying? So it's absolutely vital and necessary that you turn away from family and friends when it is called for. Now, you may go away and you may develop, for example, you know, I've coached one-on-one, I've coached people through this in their own circumstances, and they've, through the coaching, been able to develop a ability to connect with their family from a place of peace. Once you understand that your family are your soul ties. People talk about soul ties all the time, but fail to mention their family. That's your literal soul tie. That's what a family is. And they're there to test you and reflect to you at the deepest and darkest levels. So it becomes very difficult dealing with family. Especially when you're doing certain spiritual work and they are not. And they just remind you of all the work that you haven't done or the ones that you're trying to overcome. You see? So this needs to be your call. But I would say, again, be at peace with any decision you make. If you're going to stay around your family and friends who you cannot... well, you should always be able... It's peace is the ultimate goal. So if you're going to stay around your family and friends, you know, work to keep the peace. If you cannot do that and it becomes toxic and overwhelming, then remove yourself. Nothing lasts forever, including whatever issues you got going on with your family, you know. Yes, peace in. Thank you for that question. Let's keep going. What are your thoughts on the afterlife? I don't think about it, my queen. I tell you, the afterlife, let me tell you something about the afterlife. It's a freaking, it's like, the afterlife is like one of those, I feel like afterlife is like telecells. They talk to you about some shit you don't need. You know what I'm saying? They talk to you about some shit. You know, so I used to work for telecells. Hello, my name's Mikel Amin and I work for Bracken Bray's Kitchens. Could I interest you in bespoke bespoke kitchen top for your... I don't really think I need that, sir. Well, if I have you for a minute, today we're offering a special offer on, you know what I'm saying? That's the afterlife to me. You know, the afterlife will take care of itself. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a reason why we are here now. We, as human beings, we are upset because of how much... because of how powerless we feel in the present moment, because of how powerless we feel in the present, we think we obsess with two things: the past and the future. Meaning, where I was, how I died in the previous life, and how I'm gonna die in this life. You know what I'm saying? What kind of life I lived before I came into this, and what kind of life I'm gonna live. Meanwhile, your shit is expiring right in front of you, bruv. You ever bought something from the shop and just had it there for too long? You told the kids, don't touch my bread. Don't touch my hard-earned bread. It's mine. Don't touch that chocolate. It's mine. I'm gonna eat it. But mum, it's been there for too... shut up. I feel my chocolate. Don't touch my chocolate, yeah? And life goes on, you have a whole christening, bar mitzvah, you know what I'm saying? You have a new baby and everything, and when you're doing your spring cleaning, you find your dead ass dry chocolate that's all moldy, or the bread that you didn't want no one to touch. You didn't get to enjoy it, your children didn't get to enjoy it, all because you wasn't in the present. This is one of the reasons, not to digress, I'm gonna come right back, but this is one of the reasons why I am disciplined with food and alcohol. The main reason I don't drink alcohol is because of how I indulge. I've never been an alcoholic, but it's when I eat, I eat. And so I don't want to change. I like the rhythm. When I indulge, I indulge. So I'd rather indulge in things that are not going to be detrimental to me and remove the stuff that if I indulge in are going to be detrimental to me. So I eat dates. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A handful of dates is just knocking them back. I drink a whole tank, not a tank, but you know, whatever that is, of smoothie. You know? That's my point. Going back, it's about the present. My thoughts on the afterlife is this. This is my one thought on the afterlife. This is my one thought on the afterlife that I have observed, not in books or in esoteric writings, but in nature. The life I live now will determine my experience in the next life. Period, point blank. And that statement puts you deeper in the now. The reason why I don't think about, and sis, let me tell you, this is coming from someone who I've... death is a thing for me. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but it's a thing. It's something that I've always obsessed over since I was a teenager. You see what I'm saying? But I have learnt in my wisdom and my spiritual health journey, family, that your life now determines what happens in the afterlife. Your life now. That's why I don't think about the afterlife. Because if I want to secure whatever is supposed to be for me in the next life, then now has just begun. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now has just begun. Now, right now. You see? Right now. So I'm more worried about, concerned about how I'm dealing with this conversation. And how I'm, you know, living now. My thoughts, actions, intentions, interactions, practice and participation. That is the energy that surrounds your life. When you understand that love carries your life. Love, the energy of love will remain even when your body deteriorates. If you understand that, then you understand that what you carry as a vessel of love is always going to continue to exist. So, if you want to secure your afterlife, if you want to heal your history, now is where we should be focused. Those are my thoughts. Let's get it. Thanks, King. Your contact is always a helpful affirmation in my journey. Ah, blessings, sis, man. Much love, man. Much love. Next question. When you fast, do you feel like physically floating high without taking anything? Yes. Yes, but not like the not one day fasting, if I'm being honest with you. One day I fast every week, and that's more of a regulatory practice. You know? Because I've reached a state in health and eating habits that are very it's hugely balanced for me. I also observe that I indulge in where I don't need to. So my fasting once a week is a regulatory thing. I regulate. But when I did my 21-day fast and I'm fasting for weeks and stuff like that, that felt like when I had mushrooms. Your body becomes light and you... Because your energy becomes so focused, because you can't expound so much energy, you naturally have your head, you're literally here. Peace is your sustenance. And because you're here, you get to observe yourself as the vehicle, which is wild. Do you get what I said? It's like, oh wow. You get what I said? And you start going around the world. You just start noticing your body as the vehicle of love that it is. So that's definitely happened to me. I feel light and like yeah, man. It's actually really, really, really beautiful. You know. Yeah, taking an ecstasy pill. Yeah, man. Do you know what it is? It's because we're so focused on food that we literally obliterate all the other senses. Like, our food is such an emotional drive for us that half the time we don't even take the time to even smell the food, put our hands in the food, put all of our attention on the food that we're making and we're experiencing. You know? And so when you fast, you're like, oh. It's like when I did my 21-day fast and I was, you know, my wife was pregnant at the time, so I'm there cooking for her. You know, pregnant women have to eat. So I'm there making the meals, like meals. You know what I'm saying? And I'm literally like having sex with the smells. I'm just like, and being so satisfied with the smell of the food. And then my imagination is peaking because I'm not gonna eat it. So my only focus is on serving, but I'm not tasting the food. So my imagination gets this laser-like focus where you're like, you know, I'm putting my entire creative process on making sure that this food manifests how I have it in my imagination. And because I'm not eating it, it's no longer about the wank of eating. Yes, you heard me right. It's no longer about the masturbation of eating, but the serving. So now I'm putting little trinkets on the plate. I'm designing the way the food is made. I'm adding extra stuff. I'm plating it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, here you go. And then I'm watching her, she's eating, and I'm like, how does it taste? Take me for your experience. And she's like, oh my God. Tastes like da da da. And I'm like, yes, tell me more. You gotta say. That's what happens on day 15 of a water fast, you know. Day 15. My bum is no longer removing excrement. You know what I say? I haven't had a bowel movement in over a week. Things are getting intense, and now I have to cook for the wife. You know what I say? That's what happened. Yeah, man. It's powerful. It's true, man. You become hella sensitive. Yo. Do you lucid dream often? If so, where do you go? I lucid dream in real life. You know what, yeah? But I tell you about lucid dreaming is no joke. You know what I'm saying? And you know what though? These, I feel like, hold on, there's something I was going to add on that as well. Between lucid dreaming and things like semen retention and things like, you know, those things that are not external, these things take, you have to become very comfortable with your feminine. And so for a man, that means the practice of deep peace. Meditation is good for that, because it's like, you know, almost like a reversal of the masculine principle, or should I say a different direction of the masculine principle, focusing on breath as an intention. But do Memka. You gotta say it. But these take a great deal of feminine interaction, you know. But lucid dreaming is, as it's not something, it's weird. I have to, if I'm gonna lucid dream, it's intentional. You know, I have vivid dreams. I have dreams that are premonitions. I do, my dreams are often almost prophetic. Like, I can see what's gonna happen. I can see, you know, where my life is going and how things are gonna plan out. I have a lot of premonitions. But lucid dreaming, in terms of like getting up in your dream and being in control of the dream, most times I'm not even interested in doing that. But when I am, that is wild and it's weird and freaky. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in your dream and you're like, turn right. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, walk down the stairs and give that person a high five. Pow. You know what I'm saying? That's, but most times I'm not genuinely interested in doing that. Or it's either that, or I go to bed too late and I have to wake up too early to have that kind of playtime. You know, when I've lucid dream when I ain't got nothing to do. Because you, when you're in that space, time doesn't exist. So I got clients at 5 a.m. every day. You know what I'm saying? So I got to wake up at 4. You know, and most times I go to bed at midnight. So I ain't got time to be walking around in these other realms. Doing a madness. You know what I mean? Again, my main focus is on this realm that I'm here to experience, that I've been given to experience. This dream that is not going to last. Let me tell you, family, this life will be but a memory and a dream. Remember that. This life will be but a memory and your dream. Just like your childhood, your teenage years, your early 10s, your early 20s, your early teens, and now your 30s, it's all going to be a lucid dream too. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So family, do your best to be present. Do your level best to be present, because that is where you are going to derive the best from this realm. Do not fall for the trap that this world likes to make you feel like you need to escape in order to feel ecstasy, sensations, abundance, beauty, liberty. You see? That is yours to experience right now. And so I genuinely spend my time cultivating now. Right now. 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 Right now. That's where my attention goes. You don't know. So what? The thing just lock off. Do we have any more questions before we bounce, giggity? Let's see. Oh, those are answered questions. You know, I love, I don't know why, I think my phone is mashed up. I can't see your questions, I can only click on them, which is kind of cool. I don't like thinking about questions. Cool, so if there's no question, other questions, family, we're going to call it a wrap today. Remember, family, if you are in the Chesaroha 21 Day Challenge, do me a favor, jump in the Chesaroha chat and let me know what you've taken from this session. What quotables, what, you know, gems have you taken from this session? What are you going to carry with you for the rest of your days from this session, family? I'd love to know. Jump in the Chesaroha chat and tell me about it. Also, family, tickets are on sale for the Chesaroha Supernatural Celebration that's going to be taking place Saturday 24th of this month. Alright? And you could go on my website and get involved in that. This is going to be a supernatural game and experience where I am calling you guys to show up as your supernatural selves. Dressed and come dressed as your supernatural selves as we enter the realm of Chesaroha, family. And enjoy it like we always dream about enjoying it, family. That's taking place this month. We're going to celebrate the completion of this 21-day challenge and the entering of the Heaven Safari, which is the next phase. The Heaven Safari, which is the next phase of our journey in Waroho House, family. Big up all of you and everyone. Let's keep encouraging each other on this journey, family. Let's keep supporting each other and creating that portal of interdependence, which is what we aim to do in Waroho House. Guys, get your journal on. We're going to be doing a nice deep medicine session today in Chesaroha at the beginning and the end. So until then, journal your way to the game and journal your way out of the game, family. Naku Maisha, peace in, love out. Bless up, family. Take care. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritual health to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin or on Instagram at Mikel The Energy. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha watu wa roho.